We'll wait for another minute or so and then we'll get started. Okay, I think we'll get started. Welcome everyone to the NSF webinar for the CERC program. We call it CERC in sh short form. It stands for Community Infrastructure for Research in the SAIS Directorate. This is for the solicitation number 23-589. And CERC used to be formerly known as CCRI. There are a number of program directors involved with this program, and of course, I'm one of them and lead the program. My colleague, Mimi McClure, who is also in the CNS division like me, Cindy Bassel from IIS division, Damien Deitchev from CCF division, and also Jason Hallstrom from the CNS division. So I'll start with overview of the CERC program and go over a few things. And there will be time for Q&A at the end. So the basic idea is that to create and enhance world-class community research infrastructure. We emphasize the word community because that's what this program is for. It is not for individual researcher or for an institution. This is for shared resources that the community can use it. So we fund infrastructure for communities of researcher. They want to also has to do focused research agenda with focus in the SAIS directorate. If it is beyond SAIS, that's not the primary focus of this program. There could be secondary or peripheral focus, interest in other directorate, but the primary has to be the SAIS directorate. Our definition of infrastructure includes equipment, testbed, software, data repositories, and the creation of data needed for science research. It could be even benchmark data set and testbed for verification and measurement purpose. It includes developing user services and engagement so as to attract and nurture and grow a robust research community. So the idea again is that we assume that with the existing infrastructure that is available to the researcher, they are not being able, our community has not been able to do the research they want to do. So intent of this program is to enable advances not possible with existing infrastructure. There are four different project classes for this program. I'm going to go over them one by one. Before I do that, what are the expectations? You have to provide a compelling new research opportunities for the community. That's beyond, as I said, our disorganization, enable unique and compelling research, otherwise inaccessible to the community. It must have a vision for a future long-term community sustainability and operation. You must define metric relevant to the proposed goal and address measurement evaluation of the infrastructure. Provide robust user services and support to the community. Compared to the previous solicitation that was about 2 years ago, we changed the name. I already mentioned that. PI limit has been increased to two from one. New category enhancement and sustainable eligibility is clarified. Grant category now includes request to internet measurement related research infrastructure, which was mentioned the solicitation 22-519. Cooperative agreement is a possible type of award type. We have limited the number of letters of collaboration to 5. And we have created and added a new track called exploratory development track. In short, I'm going to call it a dev track. So let me go into the project classes and cover them up. The grant community is the biggest one. This is for project that's more than $2 million up to $5 million. And it can be for 5 years. You must develop a very significantly new innovative size community resource infrastructure or enhance and sustain an existing one. Develop or enhance testbed and platform with an integrated set of user services that enable size researchers to conduct research. Well-designed plan for involving the research community. Promote bold and emerging research direction. You know, build the infrastructure that catalyze size research and provide leadership that's not possible otherwise. Of course, diverse research community is very important as well as the training part of it. So this is the highest class that we have. The medium category has actually two subcategories, subtypes basically. It is from anything above $750,000 to $2 million. It has a similar theme to the grant category that we talked about, but it is a bit scaled down, develop new focus infrastructure, engage associated research community as a part of the development and testing enhancement. So support significant enhancement of existing size resource infrastructure that been funded through a variety of sources, including the CERC program to take you to the next level. The third category is called the DEF category. That's the new one we added. The budget is between about $250,000 to $750,000. This one has one important thing. It cannot be for more than 2 years long. And we are important to kind of keep in mind that because of the 2 year duration, we expect that you involve software developers rather than grad students to get the dev track going. So basically, this is really to validate an unproven infrastructure, design and technology. That's not quite ready infrastructure yet. Secondly, this project may help the foundation for future CERC project, either the new category or the grant category or mid-scale RI1 and RI2, which I'm going to talk about just to give you a broader picture of what other research infrastructure programs we have. So then the last category is called the planning category. This is where you are not even getting to the level of the DEF category, that you want to do some planning activity, identify the community, you want to do a few workshops to talk to the community, what do they like, to find out what is the priority of the community. That's really the intent of it. It is a very small amount of budget. It's only $100,000 for the planning C category and up to $250,000 for planning M category. So what are the difference between these two subclasses? Planning C is that if you are going to plan an activities toward CERC grant or medium, not for enhancement, because enhancement means that there already existed infrastructure. Secondly, this planning is not towards doing a DEF category thing that I talked about in the previous slide. This planning is to be able to do the grant or the medium category. That means up to $2 million range or the $5 million. Planning M, we created this so that those who wanted to go beyond the CERC to compete in the foundation level 2 program called Mid-Scale Research Infrastructure 1 and Mid-Scale Research Infrastructure 2. For that, they can have a little bit bigger planning award they get to plan for that. It requires a lot more activities related to that. So let me quickly talk a little bit about the mid-scale 1 and mid-scale 2 program. This is the most recent mid-scale 1 solicitation. Mid-scale 1 has two different tracks, a design track that can be as low as $400,000 up to $20 million, and the implementation track, which is between $4 million to $20 million. So the NSF definition of RI is a combination of facilities, equipment, instrumentation, computational hardware, software, and necessary human capital in support of the same. May involve new or upgraded research infrastructure, both those are possible. For example, if you have got something funded under a SARC program in the medium category, you may evolve to go to a mid-scale. That's another reason why I'm mentioning this program. And the important thing is that to note about this is that this program requires a broad community buy-in. It's a necessary requirement for it. There are no limitation from any institution to submit proposal to this program. And so to keep in mind, mid-scale is NSF's definition of the term between 4 to 20 million for mid-scale 1 and from 20 to $100 million for mid-scale 2. It's again based on the budget. You can see it's a much bigger. It doesn't have a design stage. So if you are planning to do a mid-scale 2 at future, in the future, you want to do design, you have to submit the design project under mid-scale 1, which allows you to do that. I want the SARC community to be aware of these two very important program. And in the we have been fortunate that several projects have been funded under the mid-scale 1 and 2 to the SARC community over the last 4 years. In terms of going back to SARC, these are the numbers. I'm not going to repeat the numbers. You can see it on the screen. Try to give you an idea about how many awards that we anticipate in each of the tracks that we have, classes we have. There's a $24 million budget each year for this project. And obviously, as you can see there, we don't give too many grant awards, very limited. Again, grant doesn't mean all projects are $5 million. There might be a few, only maybe $2.5 million. So maximum three that we typically do it. Medium, about 12. So DEF track is a new track. We're exploring it. Maybe we said three, maybe it could be a few more. Another important thing is the medium is a three-year project. DEF, again, repeating it 2 year. Grant can be up to 5 years. And the planning is actually shorter window, up to 1.5 years for planning C and 2 years for planning M categories. The next deadline is September 13th, which is less than 2 months away. You can submit as a PI, co-PI, senior person to DAP, medium or grant proposal per year. It can support one planning proposal per year. There's no problem with being involved that way with multiple proposals as long as you follow the cap that I just mentioned. Let me go to the review criteria. The basic review criteria for intellectual merit and broader impact that you probably are already familiar with it. This is the National Science Board guideline that was given almost 30 years back. So I'm going to hit on a few points here and then talk about in the context of what it means for a research infrastructure program. So if you know intellectual merit, is it going to advance knowledge? Is the proposed activities now understood within its own field or different field? To what extent do the proposed activities explore creative and original or potential transformative concept? So is it well-reasoned? Are the team well-qualified? Are there adequate resources available to the PI? So having said that, I gave a couple of examples under the new or enhanced category, what that means. So since it is research infrastructure, what we said, how important the proposed plan to create and enhance a successful community resource infrastructure. Second point is that to what extent will the envisioned or enhanced community resource infrastructure enable innovative research? So going back to what we talked about in the third bullet here, that the infrastructure may not necessarily itself be fully, totally innovative, but it allows you to allows researchers to use it for innovative research. So it could have some innovative component as a part of the infrastructure, but allowing it is also very important. So I gave two examples to kind of connect it back to the NSP guidance for intellectual merit. The broader impact, obviously, benefit to the society. As you know, this is a community infrastructure. So benefit to the society, how it will be used, how you are going to train the students, will be able to learn from it. Those are all important. Any kind of educational thing you are going to create, those are all important. Beyond that, each of the categories have some solicitation specific review criteria. Planning categories, we look at the soundness of the planning process and activity, compelling new opportunities. It fits within the size core discipline, evidence of community need as an impending community involvement. For planning aim, will this infrastructure be of national importance, and does it address the goal of the mid-scale research infrastructure program? So I encourage you to read the mid-scale program solicitation. Is the project management sound? Is there adequate metric? So that said, planning, remember, planning category is for one to do planning activities. So the metric could be a little bit not as concrete or precise as you will have for the other tracks we have. Exploratory depth, again, soundness of design, prototyping, and validation, very important. The necessity of doing this versus an existing method or technologies that will immediately go to the infrastructure. And are you also doing some engagement of the relevant communities? Do you think this is going to lead to compelling new research and educational opportunities? So metric for success, you want to say in the DAF category what it is going to be. Again, I want to emphasize that instead of us dictating the metric, we are letting the PIs provide that. And then, you know, we look at, and the panel looks at it and see if it is relevant, because size community is still pretty broad. So what is a good metric for one particular type of infrastructure may not apply to another one. That's why we do not provide any specific guidance. But if you have some question during the Q&A, I'm happy to do that. Solicitation specific criteria for medium or the new category, this is up to $2 million. Is the infrastructure essential for research agenda to move forward? Soundness of the plan, does it fit within the size core discipline? How about, is it the newness of the infrastructure or differentiation from existing infrastructure? This is where I want to point out one important thing. I strongly encourage the PIs to see if we have funded any research infrastructure in the area that you're planning to propose, because we expect you to discuss that how this is different from existing research infrastructure that either already exists or we already have funded it. It is in the process of being created as an infrastructure. So this is the parallel I draw to, is that when you write a paper, academic paper, you always have a related work section. So it will be similar to saying that related infrastructure section and differentiate it what it is. We expect the project team to be prepared to develop, operate, and provide service and support. Project management is very important. Quality of the community outreach plan is important. Plan for community involvement is important. You know, the metric is also very, very important. Going to enhancement category is that because it already operated, we expect you to show evidence that it has been actually has a good track record. You have users, you have to provide the metrics you talked about, whether you have been able to successfully being able to show that you have arrived at good one. And so that's sort of what it is. So that's how the enhancement, right? Grant category, everything without repeating everything is going to be the on a bigger scale of what it is, what we expect. One important thing before I go to the next point is that that we expect the PI to provide some potential research use cases in the proposal and say that these are what the cases, likely case is going to be. And we do not expect you to list any specific researchers who is going to use it, but you have to say that if it is there, these are the type of research that will be possible with the infrastructure. So a few examples are very, very important. Additional information, supplementary documents, each project member's role and responsibilities, you need to describe it. If you included letters of collaboration, you need to list on a page saying that these are the folks who you got the letter. Community outreach documentation, data management plan, of course, letters of collaboration, and a supplement document identifying the budget item for operational expense and budget item related to community outreach, and it must be included especially for a new medium and a grant category proposal. Now about letter of collaboration. First thing is that you don't need letters from your co-PI. They are already built in. We don't need it for co-PI's institution. If they're part of your project, it is not necessary. It is not required for that. So all you need the letter from is to that there is some way they are going to collaborate in your project. We limit the letter to up to 5. So for example, I talk about use cases. If somebody you want to get one letter for, they are going to say that this is how they're going to use it, then that is okay. But more on the collaboration of the project, not being a member of PI or co-PI or senior personnel, exactly what they're going to do, that's important to address. Community advisory board must include provision in the medium and the grant category. But very important, you do not name potential members in the proposal. Do not approach potential member during the proposal process either. But you might want to say this is going to be the structure. There is going to be a lack of a better term, say chair of the community advisory board. They're going to have 5 members in the community advisory board and from diverse community that you are going to from across the country or international, then you are going to have, and then discuss how you as the PI and the co-PI, you are going to interact with them. Are you going to meet every quarter, every 6 months? Those sort of information you can provide in your plan. So I'm at the end of my presentation, and so I'm happy to take questions. But before I do to go to the question, I want to point out that the solicitation has a very specific structure of what are the different sections that is needed in your proposal. Please pay attention to that and make sure that you address all of the section that is expected in each of the categories. If you are missing any of the sections, then your proposal will be considered non-compliant, and so we may return your proposal without review. Secondly, although we give those different sections in the proposal, we are not saying that they need to be in the same exact order. If for your particular infrastructure, you want to change the order of those four or five things we expect, the sections we expect it to have, you are allowed to do so and maybe provide a short justification why that logically makes sense for your infrastructure. So those are the points I wanted to make about the solicitation. I'm going to stop sharing the presentation so that I can go to Q&A part of what we have. So I'm going to read the questions and then provide a response. Before I do that, I want to make an important point also that the presentation as well as the recording of this is going to be available from the same web page that where you have registered to attend the webinar. So keep that in mind. I may actually get my help from my colleagues here to answer some of the questions. Today, I have two colleagues joining me for the Q&A session, Jason Hallstrom and Cindy Battle. Thanks for joining. So if you wish to answer any of the questions, I'll read it out, then go from there. The first question is for DAP projects. Can you use senior students for the development part of the infrastructure? The answer is yes, you may, but if you look at the solicitation, we strongly encourage to have software developer. If you're going to use senior student, you have to give a strong justification why the project is possible to be completed in 2 years. Can this program purchase research equipment and facilities? What are the major difference between this program and MRI? Very, very good question. Those who are not familiar with MRI stands for Major Research Instrumentation. MRI allows up to $4 million in the funding, and it's a foundation-wide competition. MRIs, however, has a two tracks. The track one is only for individual and institution. Track two could have a regional or national impact in terms of having community aspect. That's one important part about that. This program does allow to purchase equipment for the facilities, but we expect some development effort to be able to make it enable to allow research to be accessible to the researchers. So that's very, very important. Second part, point to it is that one thing we do not fund in CERC is that we do not fund HPCs or high performance computing cluster. Those are allowed by MRI program, but CERC doesn't allow it. So that's another important distinction. The next question, if I plan to develop an online data repository and query the community related to that field of research, which type of project would you recommend? Jason or Cindy, would you like to answer this question? I'm going to put you on the spot.
Sure, Deep, I'm happy to take a shot at it. So the short answer is that it's going to depend where you are in the development of that data repository. If you are in the early stages of designing that repository and you're going to be soliciting community needs, you're going to be trying to understand what the repository ought to include, that would be a planning proposal. If you are actually at the stage where you understood that there was an existing community of users for this data repository, and you're at the point where you're ready to begin constructing it, that would likely be a CERC new application.
Very good. Thank you. That's good. Next question is that what is the page limit for proposals? The regular page limit is, I think, 15, and Planning C, I believe, is 10 pages, a shorter proposal. Do the co-PIs need to provide the one-page collaboration letter with details? No, co-PIs are not required to provide any letters at all. That's why we limit it to the five. For those, there are some collaborators, maybe it is an equipment vendor, they are going to do something with you a certain way. They can provide a letter, but they are not co-PIs. The next question is that, is it possible to request cloud computing support through this program? Jason, what do you think?
So it would be appropriate to request cloud computing support if it was essential to the operation of the infrastructure that you're building. It would not be appropriate to put in a proposal that was exclusively in support of cloud computing. That would effectively bypass the HPC requirement.
Exactly. So very good. Thank you very much. Also, could you give some successful examples of community outreach for data repositories? That's a very good question. One of the CERC project that was funded is called RF Factory. That you can search. Secondly, I'm going to give you a very interesting clue to how to find out what the existing awards are being funded. If you go to NSF public award database, search is actually a cool thing. Even as a staff at the program director, I use that very often because it's easier than certain things to find. So what you want to enter is the enter the code for the program element that is running this program. That code, hope you have got pencil and paper, is 7359. So what you want to do is that on the search, just enter 7359. It's going to list all of the CERC project that is funded. So then you can filter through that to see which one looks like related to data repositories, and then look at the public abstract. And then if you want to contact the PI, you may do so. Jason or Cindy, would you like to add anything more to that?
Nothing on this side, Deep. I think that's a great way to understand what folks are doing, is to take a look at existing repository projects that were funded in the last cycle.
Exactly.
Yeah, I would agree with that. I think that would be the best resource.
Can a project focus on the applied research, including testbed resources needed by the community, colleges, four-year institution? That's a very interesting question, because the thing is that this is really for research infrastructure. Obviously, training is important, but we also have a different program called Campus Cyber Infrastructure Program that is run by the Office of Advanced Cyber Infrastructure. And that one, to do some tests better, community connecting community colleges and four-year institutions are allowed by, there are subtracts within that program that might be more fitting than the CERC program. Does the planning program allow funding outreach events such as regional workshop? Yes, we do. That's one of the primary focus of a planning project. So do you want to say, maybe you want to hold two or three regional workshop, whether in person or online, it's up to you. Please budget it for that and said what this is going to be. Next question, for medium, enhance, or sustain, is the nomenclature intended to mean that those two terms are used interchangeably, or is it two different things with different requirement and expectation? Also, grant seems to allow to enhance. Yes, it is not just a nomenclature. Enhancement means something different. Grant also allows enhancement. So, but we explicitly mention it in the case of new because it gets confusing. The medium category, I mean, gets confusing why we actually list it separately. Anything from Jason or Cindy on that? Okay, great. For medium, do you also expect software engineers? We don't expect, but if it helps your project, we'll strongly encourage you to consider it. So it's totally up to you. This is where your budget, I would say the budget justification and the budget plan is in some sense more important for the CERC projects than probably when your standard NSF research project. Because we really want to see exactly why you need those staff to create make the infrastructure ready when the funding is over, basically. So, all right.
So one of the things I would add on that is that these awards are not meant to be research awards that are for projects that you're bringing in a lot of grad students on like you would a traditional project. So this one is a shorter time frame. I think we've said this before. You need to get up and running quickly. So you need to be well justified in what you are allocating your budget to. And you need to get expertise at the level that can produce results quickly so that you can form the foundation of this.
Thank you, Cindy. Those are good points. How much value and emphasis do you put on generalizability for a wide range of researchers beyond the five letters of collaboration? Generalizability, we are very open because we want you to say what it is, what your definition of community it is. Because some things could be used by, I don't know, thousands of users. You may have some, you may have 50 to 100, but that may be the appropriate thing to have for that particular infrastructure. That's why I do not say that how generalizable, usable, what it is. But the training part is important, because if you are going to do the infrastructure and it's going to be used for a specific purpose, you must have the ability to train the community for that. So with that, I want to add one more important point to it. There are sometimes infrastructures we fund, it's a community infrastructure, but for those, hands-on experience is very, very important. So then what you might be doing to budget on your project, saying that we are going to have a couple of training workshops where we're going to fly in grad students or faculty to attend the training on our site so they learn how to use it. But once they learn it, they are going to be back at their institution, can remotely log in to submit their project. So that's very, very important. If your project is of that type, please say so and properly budget it for that purpose. Does a new application have to be cross-cutting across all divisions of size, or can target one division such as CNS? No, it doesn't have to be all division. It has to be just what your target community that it is for. So far, those are the questions we saw and that we try to answer it. I'll hand it off to Jason and Cindy if you wanted to share anything from running panels that the attendees might benefit by hearing about it. So,
Cindy, I'll turn it to you first.
I think having your proposal well described and having sufficient detail of how you're going to not only create it, but how you're going to get access resources, providing enough detail. And I know in 15 pages or 10 pages in the planning grant, that may be hard. And I think every panel brings up that they want more details. But trying to be as succinct and detailed as you can be is important. And then also looking at your, how are you going to measure success in this, and what communities are you going to reach out to, I think is a really critical aspect. As Deep said earlier, making sure you're placing your work in the right context with what's been done before. So what gaps are you filling with this infrastructure? Why is this needed? That's, I think, a critical aspect to it that sometimes doesn't get enough emphasis. That doesn't mean we want to see 8 pages of related work and then you're going to tell us in 2 what you're doing or whatever, however many you have left. So, but you do need to frame it in a good way so that the panel will know what it is you're trying to do and what gap you're trying to fill with this infrastructure. And I think that needs to be well articulated. And then the metrics for success, how are you going to tell if this is working? How are you measuring the impact? Who will be impacted by it? Generalizability is important. It's not the most important thing, but I think having something that can have the widest impact possible is going to be beneficial. That's the main things I can think of from the panels that I ran this time around.
So I'll just add that.
Jason, go ahead.
Oops, sorry. So I'll just add that on the. One of the things that panelists spend quite a bit of time talking about, thinking about, and we spend time thinking about is how well defined is the community that will be served by the infrastructure being developed. When you're putting in a new application or an enhanced sustain, we are looking to see a very clear explanation of the community that will be served. That can be demonstrated in different ways. Certainly the letters of collaboration can help, but there are other mechanisms you can point to. If you're looking at enhanced sustain, you can point to evidence of use, evidence of outcomes that were generated using the infrastructure and so on. But if you're looking a little bit earlier in the development of the infrastructure, at kind of the planning stage, we expect to see a very clear plan for how you're going to reach the community, how you're going to onboard the community, how you plan to to really assess community buy-in in shaping your infrastructure plan moving forward. So would encourage proposers to think about that carefully and to articulate the need for the infrastructure, the community that will be served, and your specific plans for engaging the community in the case of planning during the planning process, and in the case of a new proposal throughout the lifetime of that infrastructure, how will they be supported and engaged?
Great.
Yeah, I would
thanks.
Agree with that very strongly. I think that is often kind of not articulated well, is how will, what is the community and how will you engage with them? I see that a lot actually in the planning grants. I was kind of surprised because that was the big focus of the planning grant is bringing the communities together. And they talk a lot about what the infrastructure is going to be, but they don't tell how they're going to engage the community. And I think that's a common challenge that think carefully about how you're going to do that and what efforts you're going to put into that. And then make sure you budget for that, because we had situations this time where people had all these big plans, but then they didn't have any money in the budget to actually implement them or carry them out. And I was like, wait a minute. These are great ideas, but how are you going to get, what are you going to use to do it?
Exactly. Great, great point. I want to add one more thing about the proposal is that I have heard in the panel. They said, wait a second, this looks like there's a lot of R&D still needs to be done, you know, to get the infrastructure ready. That's not a good sign. If it is, we don't have a percentage per se, a little bit of R&D is okay, but there's a more focus to that. This is what is going to be, we need to just do this part. But if it looks like there are too much R&D, too much uncertainties there, then it is not an infrastructure project. Then you need to submit to our SAIS core program as a research proposal there rather than to this program. So that's another common comment we hear at the panel. Secondly, although we have a wide range within each category. So let me pick the medium category, $750,000 up to $2 million. You don't have to, it's not like a research proposal. You don't have to fill up $2 million. It's okay to have $800,000 research infrastructure because we have funded it. It's not because we cut their budget, because that's what the PI requested and that's what it is. And we can give right guidance to the panel saying that, look, it's a medium proposal, but the budget is 800,000. And accordingly, we need to calibrate your rating. Don't compare it to what is somebody's requesting a $2 million range, so, or $5 million range. So we give proper guidance to the panel to be able to sort of, you know, to see that. So do what is right for the budget. Don't just try to fill it up. You may have a grant category of 2.5 million. That's okay. You know, it doesn't, you know, you can do it that way. Sometimes I get a comment, well, we cannot fit everything to 2 million in the new. I said, go to grant, do 2.5 in your budget. You know, you don't have to, you are not limited that way. So you can go there. In the meantime, I saw a couple of more questions. They want to check about enhance is different from sustain. The answer is yes, we do not fund sustain. There are a variety of reasons for it. One of the reasons is that we are in a technology field. You know, everything changes. Your hardware changes in 2 to 3 years, you know, range. Even your laptop probably you update every 3 years. So if you said that I'm going to run with something 10, you know, 5, 6 years old, the community may not be interested in using that at all. So that's what where the we our view of the sustainability falls within the enhancement of it, that you're going to continue to provide the functionality to the community, but you're going to enhance to have a new equipment or whatever new services that you are going to use it so that the community can benefit from it. Are very important for planning proposal? No. You do not actually need any letters of collaboration for planning proposal. Good question. Very good. Very good question. Yes. So that's all we have so far. We'll hang around for maybe another couple of minutes in case new questions come up, and then we can actually go from there. In the meantime, I saw one more question. If the support for research related to the engagement with the community and how to facilitate the exchange of data, knowledge, because it's important, can that be included in the proposal? Jason, how would you answer that question?
So Deep, I'm not sure that I'm following the question. So let me try to see if I can understand. So if the support for the research relates to the engagement with the community and how to facilitate exchange of information, can that be included in the proposal? I'm sorry, I'm afraid I don't quite understand the question. And if the question is asking, I'm afraid I don't know what the question is asking. I'm afraid I can't answer it.
That's where I was also struggling a little bit, because is it exchange of data or knowledge? Because exchanging data by itself is not an infrastructure. You know, repositories are infrastructure, as I said before. So I'm not quite sure exactly the intent of that question. So
I'm not either, but I'm wondering if the support for the research, this is really not about the research. So that's part, I think that's partly confusing as well. But if you're engaging the community, you can put into
There's an
budget.
Explanation from, sorry, Cindy, explanation from the same person on the question, if you read the
research
last part.
Would be around how the community better use the infrastructure.
That would be part of your community engagement, I think. It is not anything different, you know, so that's
so
what.
It could be that you are, you know, putting money in for a conference or a workshop that you are bringing these communities together to determine what the needs are, and maybe exchanging and sharing information as part of that. Could be a way that you could do that.
So maybe I'll just add, if this was part of a new or an enhanced proposal, we would expect that throughout the lifetime of that infrastructure, as Deep said, as part of your community engagement, that you would be continuously assessing how effectively the community is able to access and use your infrastructure, and using that to inform continuous improvement to the design of the infrastructure over time. So that kind of activity would certainly be allowed, but we would view that as assessment and improvement rather than research into how the community might better use infrastructure at large.
Great, thank you. Could you expand on the suggestion for the core program instead of this? So I think what I was saying is that if it's a lot of R&D, that's not an infrastructure. Creating an infrastructure, that's a program that, you know, size regular core program, which allows research and development itself to go submit it to, instead of submit it to infrastructure. Sometimes in the mind of the PI, that line is blurry. And if that's the case, you are welcome to contact one of us to have a conversation first, so to see what it is, where does it fit in. And so we are happy to help you there. Again, I want to point out that we also created the new exploratory development track, the dev track. So maybe it fits there or what you have in mind. So keep that in mind as well. So that's something to, you know, think about.
I think it's a good idea to just, when you are coming up with your ideas, put together a one-page white paper or summary that you can send to each of us or to one of us, and then we can pass it on to the others of what your ideas are, and we can give you a pretty quick feedback on whether this is a fit for the program or not. I think that we are here as a resource for you, and you know, we're happy to give you that kind of feedback. And I think that saves everybody in the long run a lot of time and effort by just sending us a one pager and let us, you know, talk about whether this seems like you're trying to advance a research project or you're trying to set up an infrastructure that you may use, but others will definitely, the community would use. That's the primary difference between the core program and the CERC program, is that we're looking to establish an infrastructure that's used by many, hopefully many, versus the core program is looking to advance a specific research topic area kind of aspect of it. And so we can answer those questions pretty easily and quickly just by giving us a summary of what it is you're trying to accomplish.
Maybe
I'll,
great.
I'll,
Go ahead, Jason.
I was just going to add that maybe another way to look at it is that when you are going to begin a new infrastructure project, if there are many unknowns, that is probably not an infrastructure project.
Correct. Very, very good. That's a great way to saying it, Jason's summarizing it. You know, too many unknowns is not a good. The other important thing I want to point out that we actually bank on each other, the core program and the DISARC program, in the sense that philosophically what we are thinking within the directorate is that there are certain research is not possible as a single PI to have your own whole infrastructure and stuff to do the kind of work you want to do. This is where the DISARC program is very important, because then we create something that enables you to do new research that you are not able to actually do it. So in your short, in your core proposal, you might say that this is my research. By the way, there is this infrastructure that SARC funded that will enable me to do the new results that we are going to be able to find it. So that interesting connection you can draw there. In the meantime, I saw one other could do current active award, for example, SciScore cancel PI's eligibility for SARC. No, these are two separate programs. We don't mix it up in terms of the eligibility from one program to the another one. So that's where it is. The last, I'm a 19-year-old computer science student with experience in software, and I'm currently working on a startup that aims to revolutionize the healthcare sector by leveraging AI and machine learning to improve healthcare system. Is that a good infrastructure part? Is it worth? There are a couple of aspect about it. Healthcare is of course important, but an important point about National Science Foundation is that it doesn't handle any clinical side of it. That belongs to NIH, National Institute of Health. We only handle non-clinical science and engineering. That's the charter of NSF. So within that, if there is something that that is proposed, that can be considered within the program. I want to clarify that the project can be only submitted by somebody who has a primary appointment as a research faculty or a tenure track faculty at an institution. So that's important to note. So hopefully you can, collaborate with somebody to be able to submit something for what you have in mind. Again, going back to what Cindy said, if you put one page or summary, we can look at it and give you feedback whether this is a right fit for what you have is the right fit for this program. Very good. We're almost at the end of the hour. If there are no other questions, I think we'll close it here. Thank you again for joining. And again, if you have any question, shoot us an email. Our email are there, and one of us will address, because we handle different aspect from a topical area. So we circulate it. And a very important thing, do not send the same email separately to each of us. That's a no-no. Please, if you want to copy all of us, we're fine. But if you send it to each of them, we then exchange to each other, and they say, "What happened? I got the same email too." That comes up often. Please don't do that. Just send it to one of us, or send it to copy to all of us. Then we'll respond. And thank you very much. Okay. All right. Bye bye.